It's time for Mike Detective. Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye. Episode 2. The Hazy Blade of Winter.
Wouldn't you know it? I finally meet the girl of my dreams, and it turns out I wasn't dreaming. I was awake, and she gets kidnapped right in front of my stupid, undreaming eyes. If it were a dream, I could have turned into Superman or a dragon or something cool. But instead, I'm just Mike Detective, not a person who's currently dreaming. The dame is Stephanie Client, who just became the first person to hire me in months. But right after she did, just like a scene out of Taken, she was taken. I rushed down to my parking spot and reached for my keys, but just then I remembered my car. Was like Linda Blair in Exorcist 2, repossessed. Fortunately, I got a glimpse of the make and model of the car, and I even made out part of the license plate. And so I went to my informant. If there was something to be known, he was the guy to know it. And much like Louise Fletcher in The Exorcist 2, his name was Dr. Gene Tuscan. I waited for him in his examination room at his private practice.
Oh, hello, Mike. Usually if a patient is going to visit me, he puts on a robe.
I'm not here for a checkup, Dr. Gene.
Then why did you take off all of your clothes?
I needed some air on my balls. Now look, Doc, a girl got taken.
Like that movie? You know the one.
Exactly, and I need to track down the car. I've got the make and model as well as a partial on the license plate.
Well, I am a car expert in addition to being a family physician and informant, so you've come to the right woman.
What?
Man. I mean man. Sorry, I always get the two confused. Just ask my... wife? Anyway, what's the info?
The car was a white Toyota Corolla, and I think the license plate had a 3 in it.
Sure, I know someone who drives a white Toyota Corolla with maybe a 3 in the license plate, but it'll cost you.
Cost me what?
$20 or your firstborn child.
I'm kinda short on cash right now, Doc.
Okay, jerk off into this cup and we'll make a child with it.
That's not a cup, Doc. That's a funnel leading into your dirty mouth.
Well, I need some way to transport the semen to the Petri dish, don't I?
4 hours later, I'd given the doc everything I had, and he gave me everything he had. An address to a mansion on the other side of town. A mansion belonging to one K. Grammer. Should have known he'd be mixed up in this, especially since Stephanie had warned me about him and there were no other suspects. I drove up to the mansion and saw a white Toyota Corolla with the license plate 333-3333-3. I knew it. I made my way around back and looked in through a window. You'd think I was a carpenter because you'd never believe what I saw. Stephanie was bound and gagged, and the two goons had thrown her into the back of the car were looming over her.
You're gonna tell us where we can find what we need.
Yeah, or our boss ain't gonna be happy. It's gonna be like the Kelsey Grammer Dead Show in here. He had a show for a while called the Kelsey Grammer Sketch Show. Paul F. Tompkins was on it?
Oh, I like him.
Okay, we've worked her over enough. Let's take a TV break. Frasier is on.
The goons left the room. I opened the window and made my way over to Stephanie.
Mike, detective, I knew you'd find me the minute I was taken.
Like that movie.
Yes, but I didn't know if you'd seen it, so I didn't know if you'd recognize what was happening.
Yeah, I saw it. They were showing it in the in-store monitor at Blockbuster once, so I stood there and watched the entire thing. Save me the rental fee, assholes.
No wonder those assholes are going out of business. The minute we get out of here, please promise me you'll take me to the Blockbuster. I've been meaning to see Down Periscope.
Just like someone who looked at the calendar on the morning of September 11th, 2001 would have said, it's a date.
Great. Let's get out of here.
It's those thugs who took you. Let's get out of here.
I just said that.
Not so fast, tough guy. The boss will be mighty glad that his plan worked. We captured you fair and square.
It might be fair, but it's certainly not square.
Sure it is. Square as a nerd. And speaking of stupid nerds, I'm gonna fire this gun at one. In just 1 second.
Will the goon fire the gun? Will the gun have real bullets in it? If so, will the goon have good enough aim to hit Mike Detective? And even if he hits him, will it be a kill shot or will it just wing him? The answers to these questions and no other questions next time on Mike Detective.
That's how I pronounce it.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.